And what about sort of changes in the community's expectations of what they thought they should have in the valley or should be there? Or
I couldn't really tell you much about that. I mean, I haven't lived there for what would be nearly 5 years, but even when I was there, we still sort of had our own friends and kept to our own little group type of thing, you know. They were still, on the whole, they were quite a good bunch of people.
Yes.
But they were just different to the old farming crowd. Mm. There's a lot of nice people live there, you know,
yes.
Really, really good sorts, and some of them are, you know, there's a couple of beautiful gardens there.
Mm.
Mm. Turned most of their place into garden.
Yes. I went and had a look at, must have been about a month ago, they had a...
Yeah, they had a garden walk, didn't
walk,
they?
Yes. Mm. What about when the country club got set up there? Did that have any effect on,
no,
on
it was
the
very,
rest of you?
It was very popular
lives?
In the valley. We all joined. But Roy went the wrong way about getting a licence. He got people's back up somehow or other and was never granted his licence. And you had to... He had a locker system. You had to take your own drink.
Yes.
Mm. And it didn't take off like it should have. It was popular. It was very popular for a while. A lot of people used to come out. But it had its day and then it waned.
Yes.
Mm. We had a lot of fun there. When I think over the years, there were some wonderful dudes up there. I remember Billy T. James coming out. Gosh, he's one of the funniest men I have ever met, that man.
Yes.
He was wonderful. Mm.
What about the Women's Guild? How often, you know, how
we used
that
to meet
work?
Once a month at, everybody would have turns. It would be at somebody's house and they'd either get a speaker or there'd be some entertainment, and the hostess would supply the supper. And we used to have a lovely big wind-up every year. I can remember when do you remember Mr. Porteous?
Only just.
He was the loveliest man, Mr. Porteous. He was the vicar, and we had this fashion parade, and he was the only man there. It must have been just, for our own fun for the women, because the men weren't there, although we did have a lot of dues that we arranged with the men. And I remember this fashion parade. Gosh, it was a scream. I've never seen, he laughed and laughed and laughed. He had so much fun. Yes, we used to have lots of parties in our houses.
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of gone out a bit today. People go to town, they
yes.
invite their friends to dinner and they don't always have it at home. Often they dine out now.
Yes.
Because they're working and it's different. You haven't got the time to do it. But we used to love it. We used to have a lot of parties. We always
and
had a big...
invite people for dinner.
Yep.
Yes, when we first were married, we did that.
Mm.
But
and then the guild wind up. Well, I invariably ended up having it at my place. I had plenty of room, and all the men used to come, and we'd always have some items. And, oh, they were hilarious. We had some wonderful nights. They were very happy days, really. It was a great community to live in.
Yes, and the guild was quite interdenominational then.
The guild, the ladies'
yes,
guild
the ladies
was,
guild.
Yeah. But any money we raised went to the little church, the Anglican church.
Yes. Mm.
No, anybody could join the guild. Mm.
And so that was...
When they first started it, they wanted the minister to come every week, and we put our foot down and said, no, that's making it too clicky. It'll only be Anglicans that come, and we want everybody to come.
Mm. So it was, in a way, it was just that.
It was just a social gathering.
Yes.
That's right.
It was just...
it really was.
It just happened to have an Anglican name attached to a...
Yes, but we did raise a lot of money.
Yes.
And that all went to the church, because you painting that church and getting new
yes.
curtains and new carpet, there was always something.
Yes.
Every year we had to aim for something in that church, because otherwise it would have got very decrepit and...
Mm. Mm. Yes, it's a beautiful
and
church.
The grounds, you know, they've tidied them up a lot too, and that all costs money. Well, they have working bees there, but
yes.
Mm.
I remember when they cut some of the pine trees down.
They were?
Some of the pine trees.
Have they cut some down?
I think they trimmed them back or something.
Oh, probably have. Well, yes. They might have had to trim them back over the road because the big stock trucks going through, they would hit them if they didn't cut them back.
Yes.
Because the school had a swimming pool, of course, this stupid outfit closed all the swimming pools. Now half the kids can't swim, I don't know.
Yes.
Very, very silly after all the money that was spent raising money to buy those pools.
Yes. Well, they were expensive because, you know, the digging out and getting the drainage all working properly. Yes. And apparently there was a Swiss club as well.
Yes, that was at Rosina and Max Führer's place. He was Swiss and she was German, or the other way around. They were a lovely couple and they had five children. They lived there for years and years and years. And Max, their youngest son, he runs Zaro Bakery.
Yes.
And they had this lovely little building at the back. It was quite big. It was like a hall, like a small hall, but not as big and bare as a hall. You know, it was more like a big family, huge big family lounge. And they used to have a lot of entertainment there for the Swiss people. And now and again, Rosina would have something and ask all the valley people. There would be some valley doing, and she'd say, oh, come to my place instead of the hall.
Mm. Was there a big Swiss community there then?
No. There might have been in Wellington, but there wasn't there.
So they would come from Wellington to visit?
They'd come there, they'd come from there. They had Swiss friends, poultry farmers in Macra, I think, and a lot of friends in the valley, in Wellington, and they used to come out. It was more or less a Wellington Swiss club, not Johnsonville or not the valley, no.
And so did your son stay on the farm?
Yes, he's still there.
And your daughter's...
I've got one daughter on Whittianga and one in Stokes Valley and one in Kandala.
Oh.
So I'm very lucky. They're all in New Zealand.
Yes.
No, it's lovely having Greg in the valley. He's not on the same farm. He bought Horriban's farm.
Oh, yes.
And down the other end of the valley. And when Keith died, we sold the rest of it.
Yes.
And he's got that farm now.
It's quite tricky with farms. My brother, as I said, was farming, but he had two boys and neither of them were interested, so...
No. It is. It can be very tricky. I quite agree with you. And, of course, the land down there is pretty valuable now, being so close to the city.
So do they, the farmers there, have worked some sort of covenant to keep it being sold off in the 100-acre blocks?
I think they made that agreement themselves. You'd have to ask one of the farmers the details about that. I couldn't really tell you.
No, because now, with at the Johnsonville end, there's quite a lot of houses being built.
Yeah, I don't know.
At the beginning of the valley there.
There's been quite a few on separate titles, because my friend Jill Smith, she's got a... You probably went to her garden up a steep drive.
Yes.
Well, Jill had a little piece attached to her acreage of land that was on a separate title. So with permission of the neighbours, she cut that off and sold it. Uh-huh. And that's happened with quite a few little bits, you know.
Yes.
But to go and cut a lump off a farm, you've got to... Unless it's for the farmer to build a house or something.
Yes.
You've got to have 100 acres, I think it is. Well, otherwise all the front would get chopped up, you see, and there'd be all the back just go to rack and ruin.
Yes. So at the moment, there wouldn't be more, kind of, apart from those little bits being cut off, there wouldn't be the sort of 10-acre block development.
No. Only if they change hands.
Yes.
Like Jill, my friend, she's going to Te Horo. She's just sold her place.
It seems that there's probably quite a few sort of older residents that are all beginning to move out.
Well, I think you get that anywhere, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Her garden was really getting too much for her.
Yes.
It's on a steep hill. Mind you, it'll be easier to look after now. She's done all the planting. And it's well mulched, and the weeds don't come up like on new ground, you know?
No, they don't. I've got a bit here, you see. It just says that since the 1970s, there's been an increasing movement towards lifestyle rocks and a corresponding decrease in large-scale farms. But would you say that was true?
Not there, because you can't cut up anymore, but it is the trend over the country.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Definitely.
Yes.
And often, the funny part is, we found in the valley, people got all, you know, carried away with coming to live in the country. And they'd get there, and they'd find they needed two, if not three cars, because the kids would...
Yes.
Be going in different directions, a mother would want to go, and it wasn't all that wonderful to live there.
No.
With all that sort of expense, a lot of running of children, you know, and especially if they put the school leaving age up, you know, whatever the kids want to go to, somebody's got to run them out. There's no school in the valley now.
No, I knew that. When did that close?
Oh, I couldn't tell you that. If I quoted, I'd probably be wrong. The years don't matter very much to me.
So they were mostly men teachers.
They were.
And the woman would be sort of, you know, an assistant teacher if it was necessary.
Yes, and yet that was not so much in the early days, I don't think, because I think Aunt Sis, my great aunt, I think she taught out there. She was a pupil there, and then I'm sure she went out there and taught for a while. But on the whole, there was a schoolhouse, and it was usually a married man with children. But they did have one woman. I didn't ever have her, but my brother-in-law, Donald, I remember him talking about, I've forgotten her name, but he always said she was a nice teacher.
Yes.
She had a husband, but he worked in town. But they lived in the schoolhouse.
Thank you very much. I can't think of anything else that I should...
Well, you've covered a lot of ground, really, haven't you?
Asking, really, yes.
Now, would you like a cup of tea?